Yet another incarnation of the Freedom Tower, to be built on the site of the World Trade Center, was unveiled today in New York, and this one is designed to be tougher. Plans for the skyscraper have gone through many changes over the last few years. This latest design responds to security concerns raised by the New York City Police Department. The NYPD said the previous design would be too vulnerable to attacks by car and truck bombs. Paul Goldberger is the architecture critic for The New Yorker. His book, Up From Zero, charts the debate over the reconstruction of the World Trade Center site. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
And what's new in this new design?
Well, what's really new beyond the security is that the design has been refined. It's no longer a struggle between two architects who really didn't like each other and get along very well, Daniel Libeskind and David Childs. Daniel Libeskind did the master plan for the whole site. David Childs was asked to do the Freedom Tower. They were asked on the original scheme to collaborate. But in fact, they had very different ideas of what the tower should be, and that first version was a kind of unnatural hybrid. In some ways, it was the worst of both of their ideas. It didn't represent the best they were capable of. This time, it's really David Childs' building, and I think it's a purer, simpler statement.
Part of this hardening, in a sense, of the building involves what's been described as a pedestal at the base. Can you describe what that is, how it looks?
Well, the building is now on a solid stone pedestal. If we're lucky, it will look elegant. On the other hand, the notion of letting security concerns become our chief architectural determinant, I don't think ultimately is wise. And I think we've done something here that we're making the best of, but at bottom may still make this building feel like a bunker at street level.
I've read that there would be no openings, no window openings on the first 30 feet of the building. I was wondering what that would do for light inside as you walk into this space.
Well, you can put functions inside that don't necessarily require light. That's not the problem. The problem is more at the street level, that the last thing you want on a public street is a solid blank stone wall. That's a deadening thing in a city. And to do that for the Freedom Tower is, in fact, to kill the street life that is one of the most important and even beloved aspects of New York.
You've talked, Paul, about what's maybe lost architecturally in light of these security concerns, but at the same time, this is a commercial structure. I mean, it has to answer to all sorts of masters in a lot of ways. It has to be a building that people will want to occupy.
Yes, it does, and people have to feel safe in it. The real question in terms of this building as a commercial structure, however, is less security as market demand. Right now, there's not a lot of interest in office space in Lower Manhattan, period. Not for reasons of security, but because the neighborhood has evolved tremendously. When the Twin Towers went up, nobody lived around there. It was the old financial district. Now, the neighborhood has evolved enormously to become a much more diverse, mixed-use, true urban neighborhood. The Freedom Tower doesn't really recognize that. It's kind of the old Lower Manhattan, literally with a twist. And it doesn't represent a real rethinking of the neighborhood in light of everything that has happened downtown in the last generation.
Now, this design is still something of a work in progress. They still have to figure out what the spire will be like. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. The spire, which was never fully resolved in the earlier design, what we do have is a somewhat simpler form up in the skyline, this kind of twisting square tower. And I think in its purity, it's probably a big improvement over the first one. I wish it were better at ground level.
Paul Goldberger, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Paul Goldberger is the architecture critic for The New Yorker magazine. He's also author of the book Up From Zero, Politics, Architecture, and the Rebuilding of New York. You can see renderings of the new Freedom Tower design at our website, npr.org.